Nothing But the Truth podcast with Honest John.
Hi, everybody. Honest John here. Last week, some of the United States' top female gymnasts testified before Congress about the Larry Nassar sexual abuse scandal, including Simone Biles, Allie Raisman, Michaela Maroney, and Michelle Nichols. Now, you have to remember that when girls get involved in gymnastics, it all starts very young. And when you look at our Olympics, they're all teenagers. So at first, they had no idea what Larry Nassar was doing to them, because they were young and innocent. But once they figured it out, they courageously came forward and told what was going on. And the people in charge of the United States Olympic Committee, they simply ignored them. But it wasn't just the Olympic Committee. Those girls volunteered to be interviewed by the FBI. And the FBI, instead of going after Larry Nassar, covered it up. They not only buried the report, but they also falsified statements that the young ladies made. As a result, many more young girls were subjected to abuse by Nassar that could have been prevented. To put it bluntly, those FBI agents became accessories to Larry Nassar's crime. And one of those FBI agents was trying to get a job at the university that Nassar worked at, which was a clear conflict of interest. Now, one of them has been fired, the other one has retired, but they should both face charges. But I doubt if that ever will happen. But there's another cover-up that also needs to be talked about. During the 2016 presidential campaign and the 4 years of the Trump presidency, Donald Trump and his family and his inner circle were all engaged in secret communications with the Russians. There was even an email server at the Trump Corporation that was repeatedly in contact with Moscow. The Russians also secretly funneled money to the Trump campaign and the Republican Party, and as we all know, engaged in a social media campaign to help get Donald Trump elected. And even though those facts are well known, they never have been seriously investigated by the FBI. Just like the Larry Nassar scandal, the FBI consistently looked the other way and covered up for Trump and his associates. And that cover-up continues to this day. And I doubt that the Justice Department is going to do anything about it. The fact is that Trump became a Russian asset long before he decided to run for president. His businesses have been propped up by the Russians, by oligarchs connected to Putin for years. The Russians were probably the ones who suggested that Trump run for president. And when he got into the White House, Trump did a lot of favors for the Russians, including refusing to implement sanctions against Russia and making foreign policy decisions that benefited Russia and harmed the United States. And there is only one word for all this, and that word is treason. Donald Trump's entire presidency was, in fact, an act of treason, the extent of which we probably will never know. But even though Trump is no longer in the White House, the Russians still have assets in our government, including Marco Rubio, Jim Jordan, Devin Nunes, and Moscow Mitch McConnell. Thanks for listening.